This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05, 76 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of clouds today, only a 20% chance of rain, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny in Chapel Hill with a high of 85. Good weather for Columbia, South Carolina tonight. North Carolina versus South Carolina. Opening football game of the season, Thursday night football, national television. Our coverage starts this afternoon at 3 o'clock with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. Hundreds gathered in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street yesterday as part of the Taking the Dream Home rally to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Speakers at the event echoed many of the same sentiments President Barack Obama conveyed to the nation earlier in the day. Each message reflected on the civil rights work, which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. began decades ago, and on the progress still to be made. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's history, and it's where we are now because of that history. And if it weren't for that history, we wouldn't have had this crowd here and all of these people who are joining in and raising their voices.
That's former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She was one of the many speakers at the rally. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, helped to organize the event, which police estimated was attended by 500 people.
It's a good day, a great day. Just to see the diversity coming together and saying, let's keep hope alive. Let's keep humanity at the top. Let's keep humanity to a point where we can actually make sure that changes occur and that we can make sure that they are ever going, ever moving.
Across the state Wednesday, similar gatherings happened simultaneously in North Carolina's 12 other congressional districts.
We have to energize locally. That is the key for success. If we energize, mobilize, and keep it moving, we will overcome.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the March on Washington, the rallies were a continuation of the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement. The weekly demonstrations, which happened over the summer in protest of policies put forth by the Republican-led General Assembly, resulted in more than 900 arrests. For 17 years, Kinnaird represented Orange County in the state Senate. Along with thousands of protesters, she shared her disapproval over the current state of North Carolina's government and supported the Moral Monday movement. Kinnaird recently announced her resignation from the District 23 seat. She said she was tired of watching the reversal of many progressive measures which she and others had pushed through.
What we have to do is make very clear in the next election that we are going to take it back.
Bishop Larry Reed of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP said though he believes there is still much work to be done in the state, he was touched by the crowd's diversity at the rally.
When you look out, you couldn't take a paintbrush and make these colors. That's the beauty of saying, okay, it's not just a people of color or a people brown, white, black. It's a people.
Local elected officials from the three municipalities were among those in the crowd. A moment was taken to recognize the arrestees from the Moral Monday protests. The large group took to the steps of the courthouse as onlookers shouted, "Thank you." Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill was not the only place that kind of thing happened yesterday. Civil rights activists around the state are focusing squarely on North Carolina's Republican elected officials at rallies marking the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. The state NAACP hosted all the Take the Dream Home protests in each of the state's 13 congressional districts. About 500 people in Chapel Hill, more than 400 participated in the Raleigh event. Speakers there, of course, talked about the fight against GOP policies in state government this year. Several hundred people, almost 1,000 people, have been arrested for civil disobedience in Raleigh during Moral Mondays. A lot of those folks who live right here in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. 7 Senate hopefuls turned out last night. Most of them were there for the rally. Then they stayed to make a bid for Ellie Kinnaird's empty seat in the North Carolina General Assembly. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
A committee of four will decide next month who should replace former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who resigned from office August 19th. The four are members of the State Democratic Executive Committee, representing Orange and Chatham counties. Last night, they had a chance to hear from the 7 people who have put their names forward to fill the vacant seat. Kinnaird herself spoke briefly at last night's forum, endorsing former Representative Alice Boardson. Kinnaird said Boardson, who served 5 terms in the House and is the current vice chair of the Orange County Democrats, has the experience necessary to step into the position right away. Boardson also touted her experience representing Alamance County, citing her work to help children and senior citizens. Heidi Chapman, a personal injury attorney in Chapel Hill, said she's seen the positive impact the community college system can have in the lives of people who are out of work, but she worries the system is being undermined by the current education budget. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton argued that the role of the appointee should not be to lobby for specific issues, but to work to win back the legislature from Republican control. He said his campaign experience in Chapel Hill and Carborough municipal elections can help get the Democratic Party organized in 2014. House Representative Valerie Fouché said since being elected to the General Assembly last year, she's built relationships with Republican members of the House that helped move Orange County's agenda forward. Nonetheless, she said she'd fight to tip the balance back to Democratic control. Lynette Hartzell, an attorney from Cedar Grove, said she'd champion equality as an advocate for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens. She called for Democrats to stand up for LGBT civil rights. Jim Porto, former mayor of Carborough, said he would not run for re-election if appointed. Instead, he would focus on rebranding the Democratic Party to appeal to moderate voters alienated by the GOP's agenda. Amy Tiemann spoke of her local business ties to Chatham County and her ability to raise money for Democratic candidates. She said she'll bring a science background to issues like fracking and climate change. Committee members also had a chance to ask the candidates specific questions, and while they did touch on policy issues like restoring education funding and protecting women's reproductive rights, much of the conversation revolved around the need for fundraising and organizing to shore up the Democratic Party ahead of next year's election. Members of the public had a chance to weigh in. Of the 15 who addressed the committee, more than half spoke in favor of Valerie Fouché. The committee will make nominations and vote on September 8th at the Chatham Community Library. The two Orange County representatives control 446 votes between them, while the Chatham representatives control 212. Committee members can split their votes any way they choose. The winning candidate will need 330 votes to secure the appointment. Committee members say they do want to hear from the public. You can email all four at ncsenate23vacancy@gmail.com or find more information at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Though 44% of voters polled about the 7 people seeking appointment to that Senate seat are undecided, outgoing Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton is the people's top choice to replace Ellie Kinnaird. Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen says 484 voters were polled across the district covering Orange and Chatham. Chilton was the choice second to undecided with 23%. State Representative Valerie Fouché was third with 16%.
We asked people both their first choice and their second choice, and Chilton and Fouché came out in the top 2 spots on both of those fronts. None of the other candidates in double digits.
Jensen says name recognition was a significant factor.
What's sort of interesting is that Mark Chilton and Valerie Fouché are the only people who are known to over 50% of voters in the district. None of the others, including Alice Boardson, have higher than 24% name recognition.
The poll also finds that 72% of people say they favor the work Ellie Kinnaird did during her 17 years as senator.
Ellie Kinnaird's the most popular politician we've polled on anywhere in the country so far in 2013. She's the first person to crack a 70% approval rating, so that's very remarkable for her to come in at 72%.
As Elizabeth reported, a 4-member committee made up of Democratic officials from Orange and Chatham counties is charged with making the appointment to the vacant seat. The committee will meet in the Chatham Community Library September 8th to make nominations and formally vote. To read the complete rundown of the Public Policy Polling's poll results, you can visit this article on our website at chapelboro.com. We'll have the story of the new director of the Interfaith Council coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. John Dorward hopes the new community house scheduled to be built next year, even though it's brought controversy because of its location, he wants to make sure those distractions don't hurt the overall IFC mission. That story coming up after Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. Unemployment in Orange and Chatham counties improved just before the start of the new school year. The two areas are second and third in the state, according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce. Both counties dropped 0.2% in July. Orange fell to 6.2%, Chatham to 6.1%. Currituck County remains a county with the lowest unemployment statewide at 5.3%. Compared to the state rate of 8.9%, which saw an increase in July. The Triangle remains a strong area for employment. Wake County saw a decrease of 0.1% to 7.2% in July. Durham County remains at 7.5%. Compared to a year ago, Orange County is a whole point better. 7.2 to 6.2. Chatham saw the same pattern, 7.1 to 6.1%. For the full report for the Labor and Economic Analysis Division, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Organizers say thousands of fast food workers in North Carolina and across the country are set to stage walkouts in dozens of cities. It's part of a nationwide campaign to get chains such as McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wendy's to pay workers higher wages. Workers say they want $15 an hour. Of course, many of those folks earn the minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, so they want to more than double their pay. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, inviting you to a customer appreciation event tomorrow from 2 until 6 p.m. at their Chapel Hill North location only. Enjoy giveaways, win prizes, and learn how to save money on gas. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
If you're heading southbound on 15501 outside of Chapel Hill, that's just past the NC 86 South Columbia split right there. We're seeing some slowdowns as you head towards and through, all the way past Southern Village heading towards Chatham County. So be on the lookout there. Northbound is okay until you get past that South Columbia exit right there as well. Then we're seeing some slowdowns from there up until Manning Drive. So use some caution when traveling in that direction as well. Still an accident reported at TW Alexander and NC 54. Not really causing any major slowdowns right now, but you might still see a car broken down there due to that earlier accident. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Thanks, Rand. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Legacy Investments. Attend a free seminar on group insurance programs for small business owners and find out how to save money and offer your employees better coverage. Call 919-960-1547. Legacy Investments. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 76 in Hillsboro, 75 in Carrboro. Clouds today, only a 20% chance of rain, our forecast says. High today, 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high of 85 degrees.
Our name is WCHF. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time, 8:18. The Interfaith Council for Social Services' new executive director is John Dorward. He says even though the new community house scheduled to be built next year has brought a lot of controversy because of its location, he wants to make sure that those distractions don't hurt the overall mission of the IFC. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
We have all these different people and all these different services that we offer, and we have to continue to do that. We have an awful lot of people who depend on us throughout the community, and we need to keep that in mind.
On August 21st, Dorward took the place of Chris Moran, who retired July 1st after 17 years in the executive director's office. Dorward says he's confident that through the Good Neighbor Initiative, the community will easily be able to communicate about the best situation for the community house and its neighborhood.
There will be an ongoing committee for the community house that will be setting up as we start building. That will include town representatives, neighbors, a variety of interested parties will be at the table, and we will be discussing on a regular basis what goes on, what has gone on, what is happening at the facility, and if there are changes that need to be made, then we feel like that we'll be in a position to go ahead and do that.
The ground has been cleared for the community house at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Homestead Road. In 2006, Congressman David Price secured $250,000 in economic development initiative monies for this project, but it was running out of time in which it could be used. After $3,000 or $4,000 was taken out for administrative purposes, 20% could be used for pre-development costs like land clearing. That adds to the more than $600,000 that was already spent on pre-development, but the remaining $198,000 had to be used before September, so it was necessary to get the project underway. Trees were cleared, the land was leveled, and a storm drain system was put in place. Grass was also planted to avoid as much erosion as possible. Dorward says the IFC also serves the community through its food pantry, currently located on Main Street in Carborough.
We've got 4,100 households, not people, but 4,100 households in the local area who are members of the food pantry and can come in once a month if they need to. And that doesn't include the people that we're taking care of through the men's homeless shelter, the women and children's homeless shelter. You know, that's another 500 or 600 people a year.
While the IFC continues planning and work on the community house, it's also planning to relocate the food pantry to an operations center called Food First, which would combine its community kitchen and food pantry. In the meantime, Dorward says he hopes the IFC can find a temporary location for the community kitchen.
The community kitchen will not be moving with the community house over to the new site. We have hopes that we will be able to get approval from the town of Carborough to move the community kitchen down here to the Douglas building where we have the food pantry and the administrative offices.
The IFC is also running a capital campaign to continue to raise money for the building of the community house. The goal of the campaign is $3,725,000 for the two-story building that will host 52 men throughout its more than 16,500 square feet. For more information on the IFC and its new executive director, John Dorward, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A lot of folks on the highway this Labor Day weekend coming up, more than usual. That story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. WCHL News Time, 8:21. Time now for Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitz Lumber and Hardware. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Tar Heels getting it all started tonight. 6 o'clock game time, Carolina and South Carolina down in Columbia. And our pregame coverage will start at 3 this afternoon with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. That'll be followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. And we're all excited for the game. We'll have 2 hours of exclusive coverage here on WCHL before we even join the network. You can listen on 97.9 FM WCHL and also 1360 AM WCHL and stream it all live at chapelboro.com, WCHL's website. Then we join the network for their own hour-long pregame coverage. Game time, 6 o'clock. We'll even have postgame coverage for you right here on WCHL with Paul Connell. So all coming up tonight, as Coach Larry Fedora says, well, the hay is in the barn. The preparation has been done.
All right, hay's in the barn now.
Love it. Lauren Brownlow is a writer for Fox Sports Carolinas. She joins us now. And, Lauren, I know that you've been covering Carolina football for a long time. How does the excitement level for this year's UNC football program compare with the excitement level of previous years?
Yeah, I think that the guys I know are really, really excited to play this game. You know, they're used to opening with some FBS opponents like an Elon or, I don't know, like a James Madison or something like that. And so I know the guys are really excited. And the last time Carolina opened with a game this big was probably be 2010 with LSU, and I don't think there was nearly as much excitement going into that game because of all the NCAA issues that were going on at that time. And I think fans are pretty eager to see kind of how this team stacks up nationally, and there's really no better way to test yourself than a game like this one. So I think people are pretty excited.
Pretty high expectations for this Carolina football team. Of course, South Carolina ranked number 6 in the country. When you open up with an opponent like this, your feet are to the fire. And, you know, you run the risk of losing that first opening game, but I hope that Carolina fans don't get disappointed if it does not turn out in Carolina's favor tonight, because we're playing a quality opponent.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I mean, I think that the Tar Heels really just need to kind of play well and kind of stay in the game no matter what happens and show that they can compete on that level. I mean, South Carolina doesn't lose a lot of games at home. I think they're on like a 10-game home winning streak or something like that. It's close to that, so... You know, that's a really, really tough game. Spurrier doesn't lose opening games very often. He hasn't ever lost to Carolina, by the way.
True.
So, you know, I think this is a really, really tough game to start the season with. And yeah, I agree with you. I don't think most Carolina fans would freak out or jump off the ship, as it were, as Roy Williams might say, if they lost this game, as long as they're competitive. But if they get blown out, I think people might start to get a little bit concerned.
I personally don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a competitive game all the way. And North Carolina, of course, has a lot of question marks, as does South Carolina going into this game. Of course, we've talked so much about Gio Bernard, who's going to step up to replace him. Don't think he can really replace him, but there will be some guys in that backfield who will be able to take up the slack.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just going to be kind of a replacement by committee situation. Romar Morris showed what he could do last year, and I think he'll be the main guy, if there is one, but A.J. Blue will see plenty of time as kind of the power back, as it were, and I think we'll see some Chris Francis tonight, too. I think T.J. Logan didn't make the trip, but eventually I think all four of those guys will play a role this year, kind of pick up the slack from Gio. But Gio is a special player, and it's hard to just replace him and his playmaking ability, but the Tar Heels have guys on this roster that can do that and that have that kind of playmaking ability, so I think they'll be okay.
Lauren, I appreciate your joining us this morning and look forward to talking with you later on during WCHL's Countdown to Kickoff.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. Lauren Brownlow, a writer for Fox Sports Carolinas, and she has been following Carolina football for a long, long time. Coach Fedora says the important thing is not to waste too much energy before the game even gets started.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's starting to boil up inside of them, you know, and it's now about getting them to game day and, you know, exploding on game day. So it's a timing issue now, just making sure that we save it up and we don't burn it up before we get there.
By the way, you might want to know the Carolina's football program got some really good news yesterday. Coach Fedora and the Tar Heels happy that Elijah Hood, an outstanding running back out of Charlotte Catholic High School, has picked Carolina. He has originally picked Notre Dame, but he's gone back on that decision. Now says he's coming to Carolina. He is a five-star athlete, the class of 2014 running back Elijah Hood. He made that announcement via Twitter on Tuesday evening. He had 19 offers to consider from schools all over the country. He chose the Tar Heels over Clemson, Duke, Florida State, Miami, Ohio State, South Carolina, Stanford, and Southern Cal, among others. You can read that story on our website at chapelboro.com. By the way, UNC basketball player P.J. Harrison's back in the news this morning. He's making his own statements now. The rising junior basketball standout told the Daily Tar Heel that he had finished his homework and was bored. So what did he do? He sent out a tweet that he'd be playing in the courts and stepped outside. Despite being suspended indefinitely by head coach Roy Williams on August 18th, following a reckless driving charge, Hairston told the Daily Tar Heel not to worry because he won't be playing for the Tar Heels this season. However, UNC team spokesman Steve Kirshner didn't back up PJ. He says there's no update on Hairston's status for the upcoming season. Oh boy. Let's get back to football now, WCHL. It's 8:27.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Don't be surprised if the Battle of the Carolinas goes right down to the wire. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I picked the Tar Heels to lose a close game tonight in Columbia, but the more I think about it, the more I'm not so sure. The real Carolina might actually win, hearkening back to a big upset between the two teams on the basketball court. Once upon a time, nationally ranked South Carolina swaggered into Chapel Hill and left out of breath. The younger, sleeker hoop heels of Dean Smith would not play to South Carolina's strength and ran them out of town with one of the biggest upsets in UNC sports history. Upon further study, I see a correlation between that game and the one that kicks off the football season at 6 p.m. in Columbia on ESPN. The number 6 Gamecocks are heavily favored. They are big, okay, with a monstrous front 7 on defense, but they are fatter, so to speak, than faster on offense. Not the high-flying kind of attack that Steve Spurrier has put out there in the past. Both of those characterizations could play into this game. We all know that Larry Fedora wants to be smart, fast, and physical. Hopefully they will play smart, and so fast, like more than 80 offensive snaps, that it will offset South Carolina's size and strength on defense. Bruin Renner has been getting a lot of notice going into his senior season, and he will try to stretch that field and get the ball to his wideouts led by Quinshard Davis and tight end Eric Ebron, while A.J. Blue and Romar Morris lead the committee that hopes to replace Gio Bernard. Defense is actually where this game could be won or lost for the Tar Heels as well as the home team. Clearly, North Carolina has to be better against the pass than it was last year. But throwing the ball is not one of South Carolina's strengths. Quarterback Connor Shaw is experienced and smart, but hardly fleet with a feather touch. So if the smart, fast, and physical enough heels can get on the board early and force South Carolina away from a power, ball control, and defense-dominated game, it could send Spurrier into his discomfort zone. Look for the visor to go flying a few times. If it does, the old ball coach is there. So on the Chapelboro College Pick'em game, I said 35-28 South Carolina. But it could actually be the other way around, and Fedora's fleet could sink the Spurrier ship in what would be one hell of a way to open the new football season. This is our chance, Key. See ya.
Time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. 77 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, 76 in Carborough, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of rain, 20% chance, not so bad. High today in the middle 80s, kind of muggy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Good weather predicted for Columbia, South Carolina tonight, the big football game.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Decisions regarding a U.S. military strike on Syria have not been made by the White House. Publicly, the Assad government is saying bring it on.
In its tone, the Syrian regime has remained extremely defiant, and they've said that they have the means to defend themselves against any U.S. strike and will do whatever it takes to do so.
CBS's Holly Williams on the Turkish side of the Syrian border. Retired Marine General Anthony Zinni, the former head of the U.S. Central Command, says this country should be prepared.
We should always assume that any capability they have, sleeper cell terrorist attacks, use of Hezbollah to attack Israel, attacking our targets in the region, U.S. military, we should have a plan in place.
Stateside.
The president has to make a clear case why a strike on Syria is necessary.
Political analyst Greg Valliere says Mr. Obama has to make this case in the next day or so.
Because the longer he waits, the longer he emboldens his political opponents.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 77 degrees in Chapel Hill, 20% chance of rain. I'm Rod Stutz. Civil rights activists are focusing squarely on North Carolina's Republican officials at rallies marking the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Yesterday was a very busy day, not only here in Chapel Hill with the Take the Dream Home protest, but also in 12 other congressional districts around the state. More than 500 people were in Chapel Hill. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment. About 400 people participated in the event in Raleigh, and the events came just hours after Republican Governor Pat McCrory released a statement saying the fight for equal access to opportunity is not over, even as people disagree on how to reach it. Hundreds of people gathered, about 500, in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street yesterday at Peace and Justice Plaza. It was part of the Taking the Dream Home rally to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Speakers at yesterday's Chapel Hill event echoed many of the same sentiments President Barack Obama had conveyed to the nation earlier in the day. His message reflected on the civil rights work Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was doing decades ago and on the progress still to be made. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's history, and it's where we are now because of that history. And if it weren't for that history, we wouldn't have had this crowd here and all of these people who are joining in and raising their voices.
That's former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She was one of the many speakers at the rally. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, helped to organize the event, which police estimated was attended by 500 people.
It's a good day, a great day. Just to see the diversity coming together and saying, let's keep hope alive. Let's keep humanity at the top. Let's keep humanity to a point where we can actually make sure that changes occur and that we can make sure that they are ever going, ever moving.
Across the state Wednesday, similar gatherings happened simultaneously in North Carolina's 12 other congressional districts.
We have to energize locally. That is the key for success. If we energize, mobilize, and keep it moving, we will overcome.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the March on Washington, the rallies were a continuation of the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement. The weekly demonstrations, which happened over the summer in protest of policies put forth by the Republican-led General Assembly resulted in more than 900 arrests. For 17 years, Kinnaird represented Orange County in the state Senate. Along with thousands of protesters, she shared her disapproval over the current state of North Carolina's government and supported the Moral Monday movement. Kinnaird recently announced her resignation from the District 23 seat. She said she was tired of watching the reversal of many progressive measures which she and others had pushed through.
What we have to do is make very clear in the next election that we are going to take it back.
Bishop Larry Reed of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP said though he believes there is still much work to be done in the state, he was touched by the crowd's diversity at the rally.
When you look out, you couldn't take a paintbrush and make these colors. That's the beauty of saying, okay, it's not just a people of color or a people brown, white, black. It's a people.
Local elected officials from the three municipalities were among those in the crowd. A moment was taken to recognize the arrestees from the Moral Monday protests. The large group took to the steps of the courthouse as onlookers shouted, "Thank you." Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With all the excitement in our community regarding the events of yesterday and the opening football game tonight and everything else that's been happening lately, back to school, etc., it's hard to believe it's time for Labor Day weekend. You can expect more people on the roads this weekend compared to previous years.
A big factor is gas prices, which are the lowest this year going into Labor Day than they've been since 2010. We are seeing about an 8% decrease from where they were last year.
That's AAA Carolina's Communications Director, Angela Vogel-Daly. Daly tells WCHL with a combination of the national unemployment rate down nearly one full point compared to last year and a point and a half from 2 years ago, the stock market on the rise, gas prices down. Daly says all those factors provide higher likelihood of travel for the last vacation of the summer.
Domestically, supplies are good. Another factor this time of year is hurricanes, and we haven't seen any major hurricanes come through the Gulf so far. Obviously, September is peak time for that, so that's something we'll be monitoring.
And Daly says this is a continuing trend of the nation slowly returning from the Great Recession.
I think we've seen a slow and steady increase over the past several years. There's always other factors involved. Obviously, gas prices play a role, but this summer we've seen lower gas prices than we did for most of last summer, so we are seeing just a slight increase year over year.
Daly emphasizes this year's tropical activity, or lack thereof, has also contributed to favorable gas prices.
Last year we were dealing with Hurricane Isaac, and so that affected the weather, and it did cause a spike in gas prices last year.
Daly says the current conflict in Syria could, of course, contribute to higher gas prices. The United States and its allies deciding whether to get involved, exactly what to do after the allegations of chemical weapons being used against civilians in Syria. The longest-serving provost in the history of Duke University says he's stepping down from that position. Peter Lang has been the school's chief academic officer since 1999. He will relinquish the role at the conclusion of his third term next June. Lang will return to the faculty as the Thomas A. Lankford University Professor for Political Science. Duke President Richard Broadhead has named a committee to search for Lang's successor. And attorneys for Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett have filed a lawsuit to block same-sex marriage licenses from being issued in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Register of Wills D. Bruce Haynes has issued more than 150 marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples since July 24th, despite no same-sex marriage law. State attorneys say the licenses have no value or legitimacy. Haynes says the state law is unconstitutional and discriminatory. WCHL News Time, 8:39. Walt Mack has today's commentary. On the way next.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See Dickies.com for details.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and we love logistics.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
Hello, fellow business owners. This is Will Gaskins with Legacy Insurance Solutions. Would you like to increase employee health care coverage and save money? If so, please join us at noon on Tuesday, September 10th at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. We will explain our revolutionary private exchange system that is saving business owners on average 30 to 50% on their current health care cost. Call 919-960-1547 to reserve your seat on September 10th at noon. Admission is free and lunch will be served.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go.
35-30, Romar's gonna go! Go, Romar, go! Touchdown, Carolina!
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. Game time, 6 o'clock tonight on WCHL. Our coverage begins with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, starting at 3 o'clock today. That'll be followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. And we'll join the network then for their own hour-long pregame coverage. And game time, 6 o'clock, as I said, we'll have complete game coverage, including postgame coverage with Paul Connell. After the excitement is all over, then, of course, we'll wrap it all up for you tomorrow morning right here on WCHL. Where else? 842 at WCHL. You want to get involved in all this excitement in regards to Carolina football and college football in general, go to chapelboro.com, WCHL's websites. If you're a football fan, you can join Art Chansky, Rand Northam, and everybody here at WCHL and chapelboro.com and pick them. College Football Pick'em Contest. Each week you can choose the winners of 10 select college games. Weekly prizes will be given out to the top contestants. Well, the Heels kicking off tonight at 6 o'clock. Make sure you sign up by 5:45 p.m. and get your picks in. Visit chapelboro.com/huddleup now, and you can play.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Another controversy has popped up at the Chapel Hill Carboro schools. This time, it's about class rankings. Should class rankings be eliminated on transcripts? Well, Superintendent Tom Frisella thinks so, and he wants to change a state law that requires it. It's a trend that's sweeping the nation, as a growing number of private and public schools are scrapping the practice altogether. As competition to gain admission to prestigious schools increases, the pressure and stress on academically motivated students is mounting. Ivy League schools like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale would prefer to have class rankings shown on transcripts. It makes the admission process a lot easier. But there is an abundance of other data available to help determine whether a student is academically head and shoulders above the rest, namely ACT and SAT scores. The grading system has changed drastically over the years. In the 50s and 60s and 70s, students who wanted to continue their education took more rigorous college prep courses, and that was sufficient to gain admission. Now we have advanced placement courses. Those courses are tougher, and a student might receive a B instead of an A for a less taxing course. That could result in that student dropping down as much as 40 places in class ranking. It doesn't make for a level playing field, does it? The time has come for a change in the practice of listing class rankings on transcripts, and the state legislatures should act to assure that it does happen. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before held 150 BMWs in one month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Getting your dream car comes at a very affordable price this month. As low as 0.9% financing is available on many certified pre-owned BMWs this month. And BMW will also make your first two payments on select certified models. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape, Bashville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
Select models for BMW incentives. See dealer for details. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location, right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough School Sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Game time for North Carolina and South Carolina at 6 o'clock tonight. Our coverage begins with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, beginning at 3 o'clock. Today, and that'll be followed by all our coverage, about 7 hours altogether, right here on WCHL. We hope you will join us for that. Excitement tomorrow as well, leading up to the Labor Day weekend. You can fuel up at Cruisers at Chapel Hill North tomorrow between 2 and 6 p.m. Enjoy giveaways, save money on Coke 12 packs, win prizes, and learn how to save 18 cents a gallon on gas. Cruisers fountain drinks, normally only 79 cents, will be 49 cents tomorrow between 2 and 6. That's this Friday, Cruisers, Chapel Hill North. I'll be there broadcasting live. Hope to see you. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. We've had a few isolated problems this morning, a couple of minor accidents, but no major delays this morning. This is, all in all, been a pretty good week for back-to-school week in the Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County community. Just be careful out there. Most of the school buses all done with what they had to do. But always remember tomorrow morning is going to be the same thing. And then, of course, Labor Day coming up on Monday. So be careful out there. And always let us know if you spot something we're not reporting. Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. And also, you can tweet us at WCHL. It is just that easy. And we want to hear from you. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, to be specific. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark, who is outstanding, and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place in Chapel Hill for gourmet cuisine. 77 degrees in Chapel Hill, 76 in Carrboro, also 76 in Hillsboro. Some clouds today, 20% chance of rain, high temperature this afternoon in the middle 80s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Weather about the same tonight down in Columbia, South Carolina, when the Tar Heels and Gamecocks will kick it off. So pretty good weather here for the next few days, really. Today is going to be really, really nice. Good day to spend outside if you have the opportunity to do that. Coming up, your opportunity to call in with the word of the day. In fact, you can do it right now. Call me, tell me the word of the day from Wayne Fund. What's the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. Word of the day on WCHL, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call, once again, for a $10 gift card from Cruisers, 919-929-WCHL.
Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance 400. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet. Never before have we sold 400 cars in the auto mall in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Many new Chevys have as low as 1.9% financing for up to 72 months. That's like free money. We have the full model lineup, all with huge reductions off of MSRP. So finding the right payment for your budget is really easy. Plus, we absolutely won't be undersold. We'll beat any deal from any Chevrolet dealer, period. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 400 cars this month, every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a free weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a vehicle to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! Performance Chevrolet 400, your opportunity to win.
Dealer retains rebates. Financing with approved credit. Exact make and model with identical equipment and features. Exceptions may apply. Performance reserves the right to purchase the competing dealer's vehicle. Applies only to new in-stock Chevrolet inventory. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
For the past 40 years, Great Outdoor Provision Company has been North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert for hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fly fishing, and adventure travel. If you enjoy the outdoors, you'll want to join Great Outdoor Provision Company and the Banff Film Event, Radical Reels, at the Varsity Theater. Catch the best in high-adventure sports films on Thursday, September 5th. Tickets on sale and details at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
This is Eric Montross. Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Hi, this is Sanford. I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Boy, I said, I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer.
This is Woody Durham. And Ron, thanks for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
I wanted to say thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro on WCHL.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Stutz is one of the most wonderful human beings you'll ever meet in your life. He's the best possible voice to wake up to every morning. Hi, this is Mike Cross, and I'm awfully glad we've had Ron Stutz to wake us up here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you.
Without Ron Stutz, WCHL Radio, Chapel Hill would not be the place that it is.
Well, good morning. It is 8:54 at WCHL. Thank you very much for those kind comments, and congratulations to Celia Higgins of Durham, who called in with the word of the day. It is plenary. P-L-E-N-A-R-Y. plenary, it means complete in every respect. Absolute and unqualified. Plenary. That's our word of the day. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And Celia Higgins gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. We'll have another word for you bright and early tomorrow morning on WCHL. Hopefully it will be something having to do with victory. Maybe a plenary victory. That would be really nice. Hey, by the way, our coverage of Carolina football begins at 3 this afternoon. Countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. During our countdown show today, you're going to hear from a lot of folks. You're going to hear from Coach Larry Fedora, of course, to kind of set the scene for tonight's South Carolina game. You will hear from Jones Angel, as usual. We'll talk to him a couple of times during the show. Rick Steinbacher will check in. He'll let you know not only his thoughts on the game tonight, but also about what's going to be happening for our home games this season in Carolina. You will hear from the former voice of the Tar Heels, Woody Durham. Our Chansey will check in and tell you about Thomas Moore, an East Chapel Hill High School student who'll be doing some kicking for Carolina tonight. Freddie Kiger will check in with his thoughts on the game. We have a lot more coming for you on WCHL. That is during Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare from 3 until 4, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. And that will happen from 4 to 5. Jones Angel and the crew set the scene from 5 to 6 on the Tar Heel Network. Game time, 6 o'clock. Gamecocks and Tar Heels will have it all for you. And we'll have post-game coverage with Paul Connell right here on WCHL. Where else?
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Come on out to Chapel Hill High on Saturday, September 21st from 3 to 7 for Tiger Chill, our school-wide carnival for all ages. Last year was tons of fun, and we're adding more this year. Carnival games, live entertainment, shopping, delicious food, and a sledding hill with man-made snow. Bring the whole family for food, fun, and excitement at Tiger Chill. Hope to see you at Chapel Hill High on Saturday, September 21st from 3 to 7. If it does rain, we'll see you on Sunday, September 22nd from 3 to 7. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our school.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
And don't forget, after all the excitement of the football game tonight, opening game of the college football season, tomorrow is going to be kind of special, too, because WCHL will be broadcasting live for a while during the afternoon. Tomorrow at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace at Chapel Hill North. Stop by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace on Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event. Enjoy giveaways, save money on Coke 12-packs, win prizes, and learn how to save 18 cents a gallon on gas. That is especially important leading into the Labor Day weekend. Cruisers fountain drinks will be only 49 cents. We'll tell you about a lot of other special things, too, tomorrow at Cruisers. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. Brought to you by Mez Contemporary Mexican Restaurant, just minutes away in the heart of the triangle at exit 282 off I-40. That is the Page Road exit. Let's meet at Mez. Menus and directions at MezDurham.com. Great food. Ate there last night, in fact. Right now, it is 77 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy today. A chance of showers, only 20%. Maybe an isolated shower or two later today. High today, 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Good weather predicted for Columbia, South Carolina tonight.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open to business.